My name is Abel Porter. I served in the Russia-Samar mission, and I just recently returned home. While I was there, as the years went on, even the work was just improving. I hope this isn't just a momentum stopper.
It was just after returning from his LDS Mormon mission earlier this month that Porter learned of the new law. Russian officials say it's needed to discourage terrorism. Porter served in Russia with a young man from Logan, Utah, Drake Oldham, who is still there. And according to his father, Troy Oldham, is trying to adjust to the new changes.
The email I got from Drake just 2 days ago, it says, you know, I'll just say it again, the changes are huge, but every single volunteer in Russia is safe and we're still doing the Lord's work. It's just in a different way. They're doing a ton of training. And so that's really what he's doing right now, is just going down and working with the other volunteers to restructure a plan and come up with a plan of action and then work with the local members to make it work.
As the father of a young man serving in Russia, Oldham says he's working to inform those at home, hoping to correspond with his son, to refer to him as a volunteer.
Your sons and daughters are no longer considered missionaries in Russia. Don't refer to them as that. They're volunteers. Please don't, in your emails, talk about them baptizing and converting and investigating and tracting and all those kind of things, because that's just not what we do anymore. It's about service. And so kind of stay focused on that.
With changes in the law, all of those serving in Russia are now required to have certain documentation, as well as avoid praying and sharing religious materials, not only in public but in private homes, making sure to be careful to limit all activities to sanctioned Mormon sites to avoid fines and possibly arrest. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.